You're listening to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, the show that proves no one stumbles upon success ever. With your host, Lou Need. Every Mondays and Thursdays, we deliver cold hard evidence behind the power of a robust morning routine. Get ready to be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Morning enthusiasts, welcome to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast. Today, I have the privilege of introducing a very special guest to the show, Christine Lindebeck. Christine is a marketing strategist helping entrepreneurs scale their businesses with online courses. She is a corporate escapee living the location independent lifestyle. Christine specializes in digital marketing strategy, specifically helping entrepreneurs and influencers develop and launch profitable online courses, along with sales funnel and email marketing to round up the launch strategy. Christine, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Luneed. I'm so excited to be here.
Oh, I'm so glad you are here because I want to hear about your journey from 9 to 5 to actually jumping into entrepreneurship. And of course, we'll talk about online courses. How can small businesses and startup use it to actually scale their business?
Awesome. Yeah.
So let's get right to it. Tell us about how you made the jump to entrepreneurship from corporate 9 to 5.
Yeah. Looking back now, it's one of those things that I'm like, wow, I can't believe I made that jump because it seems like such a big jump. But at the time when I was, I had the feeling that there was something bigger out there for me for a couple of years before I actually made the jump. And it got to the point where there was no other option for me. I knew that, I didn't want to continue in the corporate life anymore. And so it was at the time, it didn't seem like such a big jump, to be honest. So looking back, it feels bigger than it did at the time. But I started, you know, having the feeling that there was something bigger. Also in my corporate life, like I was under so much stress that also I was starting to feel the physical effects. I started having really bad allergy attacks and different things. So overall, I just knew it was time for me to jump. And so I started studying to code. I started studying WordPress about a year before I actually made the jump. So I did a lot of planning. So on the outside, to many people who didn't know me so well, they thought, wow, she just up and left her job and whatever. But I actually did a lot of planning to make it happen because I really wanted to make sure that I had an income stream kind of already coming in, and at least really targeted knowing what I was going to do after I made the jump.
The jump is a bit scary. I agree with you. I'm just making the plan myself. And I just like you, you have to plan to succeed. You can't just out of nowhere just quit. It looks like that to the rest of the world, but there's a lot of planning that goes around it so that you are secure financially. Now, I know you living independent has landed you from New York to Spain. Tell us about that independence.
Yeah. So this was, I guess I'm the type of person who likes to just go all in when I do something. I was living in New York for 7 years, which was, I had to live in New York with my corporate career. That was where it was, the industry was centered. So I also at this, you know, really wanted to have a new adventure, and I knew that Europe was going to be the next, it was the next place on my vision. And also, so as I was planning, looking at the, you know, the cost, the how I could make this, my savings last so much longer. And, you know, a $3,000 apartment in New York City is going to drain through my savings a lot faster, you know, than an apartment in Europe where, you know, it's much, much less. And so it was a moment where I was changing my life, and why not just change everything? And I moved to Spain, actually. And I did take a couple of months off when I first moved. I wasn't sure if I was actually going to move or if I was just going to come for 3 months. And I ended up staying. And And yeah, so that's kind of how it all happened. I was starting a business, learning a new language, immersing myself in a new culture all at once.
You are adventurous. Good for you. You are very adventurous. Now you've had to have work to live in Spain. And where in Spain are you staying?
So I'm on one of the Canary Islands. It's just south of Spain on the Atlantic side of the ocean.
You got the coastal view. Good for you.
The island life.
Yeah, that's nice. My fiance and I were just there. We went to Portugal and we ended up in Barcelona and Madrid as well. And so we didn't make it to the small islands, but we saw that they were not too far. You can get anywhere in Europe in in a few hours.
Yeah, exactly. But the culture is, you know, we're on an island, but it's very much the Spanish culture, which is one of the things that drew me here. Because corporate life in New York was very stressful. And, you know, every year you had to get, a better job because I knew like my rent was going to go up and, you know, there's a grind to it. And, the Spanish way of life is much more about living, you know, living your life, and work is just a part of what you do. And so that's one of the things that really attracted me to the Spanish culture.
Yeah. What is the motto there? Working to live, not living to work.
Yes. Yes. And they really do live it. It's true.
And so now you are actually working. You're living to work, right? Because now life is a lot easier. You are relaxed. How did you end up able to stay in Spain after the 3 months period?
Yeah. So definitely, you know, lots of paperwork and all of that. The majority of my clients are US based. So I have clients actually all over the world, but luckily, I have, you know, enough of a client base to sustain my income, you know, wherever I choose to live. But this is the place where I'm at the moment.
The year before you launched and decided to be an entrepreneur and live and work for yourself, you said you started coding, you did WordPress, and then that led to the online courses and the strategy, the marketing strategist.
So in my corporate career, I did a lot of marketing for brick and mortar luxury retail stores. That was my niche. And so I started out building websites for people in my own business. So that was my, you know, my very first offering was I'll build your WordPress website. And what happened is I, you know, started to build relationships with clients and started listening to what the people who were naturally attracted to my work, what they were also doing in their business. And then I started to add on some email marketing because, you know, people were coming to me needing a website, but they were really looking to grow their business. So email marketing was kind of a natural extension. And then from there, online courses, you know, that was something that it was actually sales funnels that came first in my expansion, because I actually lost a client, a big client that I was so excited about. She actually ended up going with a different service provider because that person was offering her a sales funnel, which is actually what she needed. She needed a sales funnel, not just a basic website. And that was about 2.5 years ago. And from that moment on, I knew that websites were dying and I needed to modernize. I needed to keep up and find the different way. And so that's when I started studying sales funnels, getting into working inside of ClickFunnels, which is like a drag and drop funnel builder software.
From Brendan, what is his name?
Oh yeah, Russell Brunson. Yeah. So I got into sales funnels, and then naturally from that, like if you have a sales funnel, you usually need products to sell, which are generally online courses or digital products. And so then ultimately that's how I've landed in the online course world, because what I realized was my ideal client is actually a course creator. They are sharing their skills or their expertise with the world. And so the course is really what comes first. And then the website and the sales funnels, those are all kind of, you know, they go along with the package of the course.
So how do you help your clients sell online courses with sales funnel? Walk us through that process.
So it's one part strategy and then the other part design and, you know, designing for conversion and designing for their ideal client. So basically I offer strategy calls. So we sit down for an hour and hammer out the strategy of, you know, wherever I kind of meet them where they're at. So if they are just wanting to launch a course and they have no idea what, I can help them identify a couple of topics and then go to their audience and, you know, test those topics, before they go and build a whole course. Or if they already have a course that's just sitting on the shelf, I can help them build out products around it and then turn it into a sales funnel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting. And so the course creation you don't help with, you just, it's an end product that you help them market and get out.
Yeah, I help, I do help people outline the course. But I don't actually create the course content. But I can walk with people every step of the way from, you know, that initial idea to testing and then best practices for how to create a course. Like gamification is a really big thing these days, like making it interesting for your students to go through your content. Mm-hmm. So those are all things that I consult on.
Interesting. I can see that. I can see that being helpful, even for anyone selling an actual product, not just a service. Right? They can actually give out how to package free content to actually get people to buy their actual product.
And yes, exactly.
It could be in the form of a short course or even a blog of some sort to actually get start the sales process.
Yeah. And it's like a, what we call a lead generation funnel. And it's that you probably have been through a million of them where you give something for free in exchange for an email address. And then that person enters into your email sales funnel. It's just a way to bring in new leads, but also to qualify them with by offering something free, then you know that they're interested in what you're an expert on.
Fantastic. Thank you for sharing. Now we know how to scale the business using with an online course. The need for
it.
It's important to actually consider having one to actually get more people in the pipeline.
Yes. And there's so many people who have an online course in them and they just don't know it yet, you know? So I always say, look out for the questions that you answer day after day that are the same question that people are asking you. And that's usually a good indication of, you know, you've got something there that's repeatable that you could, you know, rather than answering it every day yourself, you could build some kind of product around it that that does the explaining and that people can ingest at their own pace.
Mm-hmm. Tell us, Christine, how do you get up, dress up, and show up? I know you talk about your morning routine before, and you actually just tweaked it and made some changes. Walk us through what is it that kind of gets you up and going in the morning?
Yeah. So when I was so excited for your podcast because of this topic. Because I have recently shifted my morning routine and it hasn't been the easiest thing to do. So what happened was I fall asleep at night with a meditation on my phone. So my phone is next to my bed. And what ended up happening just because for lack of intention really was I would wake up in the morning and the first thing I would do is open my phone and look at my emails, you know, Facebook notifications, all of that. And one morning I woke up and I had gone live in my Facebook group the day before and someone responded or someone sent me a private message giving me feedback on my Facebook Live, but it wasn't, it was a little bit of a negative. It was not the way I wanted to wake up. It just was, it was information that it felt like a little bit of a
lash out.
Yes, it was a lash out. It was like a little bit of like a troll feeling. And I was it really kind of shook me in that moment. And that's when I decided that my morning time is my time. And I made it now a conscious choice to keep all outside influences out for the first 30 minutes. So I'm giving myself those first 30 minutes to wake up, have a cup of tea, play with my dog, you know, get my husband. My husband goes to work, so we have conversations, but my phone is not part of that first 30 minutes. And it's been really hard. There are some days where I kind of feel like, okay, what do I do now? And I have the urge to grab the phone and see what's on the email. And I'm happier without it. So it's been a challenge to break the habit. I'll be really honest, like it's not easy. And now it's been about 3 weeks and it's still, you know, there's still like a pretty strong urge to just get up and see what I missed, you know, what did I miss overnight? But it's so much better on the days when I keep it out.
What are the benefits? What are some of the benefits you've noticed?
You know, it's funny. I've noticed that because I have done little tests like, okay, sometimes I'll break down and I'll just start looking at, you know, the notifications. A couple of times I've done that. But on the days that I don't, I realize I need my phone less throughout the day. So if I wake up checking it, then I keep that same habit throughout the day and I waste a lot of time. When I don't start the day focused on the outside world, the notifications, I'm much more focused on me, on what I, you know, my work in front of me or wherever I put my intention. It just starts my day from a more intentional point, which for me is made me so much more productive and just stronger. I just feel like, you know, it also sends a message to my subconscious that social media, what people say there, what is going on there, it's not the first thing. It's not the highest importance to me. You know, my inner peace, my family, that's what's the most important. That's where I put my first attention. And the other stuff has a smaller place in my life.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a domino effect, as you say, because as a psychologist, I've noticed that what you do in the first 7 to 8 minutes of your day really sets the tone for the rest of the day.
It really.
So for you, you've noticed if you are on social media, you find that you are on social media all throughout the day. That habit has been set. When you did it the first time in the morning. And so the same thing follows.
If
you're like, I'm going to get up and practice intentional silence. I'm just going to be like you are with, you know, hanging out with your husband and the dog. That sets the tone of tranquility through your day, that peace of mind, what is important. And then there's that gratefulness kicks in too, because you're enjoying the moment, you're present, you are actually giving your time to those who matter, not the rest of the world, because the rest of the world can be chaotic. So you have to take care of yourself in advance before you let the world in.
Totally. Yeah. And it's one of those things that like, yeah, on a theoretical level, I've understood that. But to actually put it into play, it's made a big difference.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing. And it's valuable. It adds tremendous value because we tend to forget. We know it, but then we don't apply it. We don't practice it.
Totally. Yeah. Because it sounds good. Oh, yeah. But then to actually break the habit, it's not easy.
Yeah, because it's going to take you 21 to 60 days now to actually step into that new habit where it becomes habitual. It becomes some part of your, you don't think about it anymore. You just do it.
That's right. Yeah, I forgot about that statistic. That's very true. That makes me feel better. I'm on the right track anyways.
You are. I do have to ask, do you at least go in to turn off your meditation app? Because I sleep with one as well. And that's the first thing I do. Mm-hmm. I either check my Fitbit to see how many hours of sleep I got, or I check my meditation app to turn it off.
Yeah, I follow this person on YouTube. So I just put on a YouTube video and once it's over, it just stops.
Okay. So very good. Well, Christine,
yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing and coming on the show. Your story is very empowering for those who are thinking about taking the leap from corporate America to entrepreneurship, because that innate voice that says things can be better, you can do better, you can add more value. It's God's design in you to actually want to move forward, to do better things, to add more value to other people. And you took the leap of faith and it's working out for you. I'm so enthusiastic. It gives me hope. It gives the rest of us encouragement to actually keep on the track. And so I thank you for your time today.
My pleasure.
How can we connect with you?
Yeah, so I'm on all the social media, but I won't check it in the morning. But you can find me on Instagram and Facebook. And also my website is christinelindebach.com.
Very good. You've heard it here, morning enthusiasts. Christine, I will see you at the top of your best morning routine ever. Stay blessed.
Thank you, Vineet.
Well, all right, morning enthusiasts, that's it for today's show. Thank you for tuning in. If you love the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, we'd love to hear from you. So go ahead and subscribe, rate, and give a review on iTunes or Google Play. While you're at it, tell a friend about the show. Be sure to visit bestmorningroutineever.com and our Facebook group to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover our fantastic free bonus content. Until next time.
Shopify helps you sell at every stage of your business. Like that, let's put it online and see what happens stage.
And the site is live.
That we opened a store and need a fast checkout stage.
Thanks, you're all set.
That count it up and ship it around the globe stage.
This one's going to Thailand.
And that, wait, did we just hit 1 million orders stage? Whatever your stage, businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/listen.